This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Keith Hamilton, the CEO of Mahi Medical USA, who is an engineer by trade and has almost two decades of experience in various manufacturing technologies and supply chain management. Today, we will briefly cover the changing face of medical equipment purchasing and how direct sales in Amazon specialty markets are changing the current paradigm. Mr. Hamilton, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Mr. Hamilton, what is a commoditized product, and can you give us an example to kick things off today?
Sure. By true definition, a commoditized product is anything that essentially a lot of people can make, and the price of it continues to get driven down as manufacturing gets more efficient. So, in our world, in the medical world, an example of a commoditized product would be a surgery drill bit, a Kirchner wire, K-wire in the OR. Anything that they use on a regular basis that's relatively easy to make, lots of people make it, and the only thing that really separates it is the price.
And why is healthcare a ripe area for commoditization and selling direct through large organizations like Amazon?
Great question. Yeah, so the medical industry is absolutely ripe for commoditizing product. The reason is typically the sales process in medical is to have a rep in the room, have a rep in the room with the surgeon talking about, how the procedure is going. So, for example, if they're putting in a total shoulder, the rep is there for support, kind of work on plan A, plan B, plan C with the surgeon. Well, the rep sells, obviously, the total shoulder. He also sells the drill bits. He sells the screws that go in there. Basically, everything in the room, the rep can kind of sell. Well, that gets pretty expensive because the rep needs to make money, and we don't fault them for that. But when you're talking about something like a drill bit, you really don't need a rep to sell a drill bit. The doctors understand how the drill bits work. I mean, they've been through medical school. They're very sharp individuals, and they don't need someone telling them how to drill a hole. So it's something that you just buy off the shelf, like, say, gowns and gloves that you'd also use in that operating room. You don't really have reps going in doing a fitting for a gown or gloves with a doctor. It's something they can handle themselves. So what you have is you have kind of a high-priced sales guy that is needed in many areas in the OR, but not to sell these commodities, your gowns, gloves, screws, and drill bits. So what we decided to do is make it really easy. Just take a manufacturing direct model, which we've seen done numerous times. Unfortunately, we weren't the first people to come up with it, kind of the Harry's Razor model. We take that model, manufacturing direct, and then we offer it on a platform like Amazon, the largest e-commerce platform in the world, and we get it right into the doctor's hands, skipping all the middlemen and sometimes cutting out as much as 50% of the cost, because a lot of the cost is in the middleman selling to the doctor. So we're just taking a model that's been used in many industries and just putting it right into medical.
Good information and most helpful. Now, how exactly would this new commoditized purchasing system work? And could you give us an example of how it helps drive down costs for items?
Sure. So what we do is Mahi Medical USA is a joint venture with a company called Mahi Medical Germany. They've been in business almost two decades, and they make all kinds of products, over 10,000 products in orthopedics and trauma. So what we did with them, forming a joint venture, we basically do an intercompany transfer from their warehouse to warehouse here in the United States. We stock everything here. We put it on Amazon, and then buyers can go on to Amazon, the Amazon B2B platform, put in their medical license because we do offer class 2 devices, and then order it and enjoy all the benefits that you would generally enjoy from like an Amazon Prime membership. So you can, add to your cart so it does regular interval shipping to you. You can put a PO in, which is something new to most customers. They generally use a credit card. We can also negotiate pricing, so I can provide negotiated to different customers if they're buying in bulk or in volume. And the beauty of that whole system is they also allow you to interface directly with your ERP system. So a hospital can put in Amazon as a vendor into the ERP system and just order directly from like a pick ticket or a punch out from that system. So essentially what you've done is you skip the entire rep network and all the importers and distributors that continue to mark the thing up time and time again, the drill bit up time and time again. And it's housed in Denver, so I just ship it out right to you. 2-day guaranteed shipping, free returns.
You got to love that. Today we are with Mr. Keith Hamilton, the CEO of Mahi Medical USA, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Hamilton, how do you find the market is reacting to this in your field, and what kind of feedback are you hearing?
We're finding really good reaction in the market, actually. Oddly enough, and I guess it shouldn't have been odd to us when we started the business, the strategic thinkers in the hospitals, the CEOs, the CFOs, those individuals really embrace this model. They're the ones that have, I guess, seen and strategically think about how their business has to move forward. So they've seen the Blockbusters get taken out by Amazon and Borders get taken out by Amazon. So they know this trend is coming. And a lot of times when we're talking to these guys, they're telling us, yeah, we know it was coming, and now you guys are just showing us that it's here. So they've been waiting for it and looking for it. So it's when you're talking to the strategic thinkers in any organization, they are absolutely keen to what's happening in the market. They know Amazon's going to enter this market. There's tons of press releases on it from Amazon. And they've just always been wondering, how are they going to get into orthopedics? And when we come in and tell them this is how they're doing it, they absolutely understand that yes, a lot of the devices that they're buying today in the OR don't need a rep. And they'd like to take that rep out because that's a 20 or 30% upcharge on the surgery or on the device that they're selling them. And they realize they don't need that. It'd be as if, you know, you paid an extra 20 or 30% to have someone go in with the doctor and help him put his gloves on or put his gown on. It's just not required anymore. Now, sure, there's some operations, total shoulders, total knees, where you're going to absolutely want and need the rep in the room. But for the stuff we're selling and the sector product that we went after is absolutely a commodity product. The CEOs and the CFOs of these major organizations have seen this coming for a while, and they've just been wondering, when is it going to happen? Because the larger medical device manufacturers in the country, they do not want this to happen because they understand once you put it on a platform like an Amazon or any e-commerce platform, you're going to start driving price down. And we say, really, you're just driving down to where it should be, what the true value of the item is worth. And so the big players don't want to be in this now, and obviously they don't want us in this space right now. But if the strategic thinkers of the day, they see it coming, they know it's going to happen, and so when we approach them, it is well received because they've been waiting for it. It's just kind of validation of what they already understand was happening.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Lastly, where else are we seeing this disruption in the market taking place, and why will it work in healthcare, and who are the winners in the end?
Well, that's a good question. It is in healthcare. I think you're going to see it happen in a lot of areas. You're probably starting to see it a little bit in insurance, where you can get online and maybe, you know, because you saw the e-insurance model with automotive. Yeah, really, you didn't need to go to a broker for them to take down all your information. You could just go online, enter it, and then they could throw a policy at you. I'm not quite sure if that's going to change immediately or how soon that's going to change. I think you will see some big players get into the insurance market. I've read some articles that actually I think Berkshire Hathaway and Bezos, they've kind of pooled some resources. They're going to do something in that space in healthcare for sure. I think we're going to see it go not just from drill bits to K-wires and blades and screws that we offer. I think you'll start to see it across the board on items, maybe even into more durable equipment that you see in the OR and hospitals. The reality is that's just the way the world is going, and you can research so much online. You get so much information online that as people identify different areas that should be commoditized and companies start offering those, it's really hard to say what area it'll get into, but it's definitely just as you kind of saw it go with books and movies. You know, we saw Blockbuster get taken out by Netflix, and, you know, there's just numerous examples of that happening in the marketplace. It's going to happen in medical, and it has to. The reason I think it's a little slower in medical is, you know, our products are highly regulated. You have to, you know, you have to comply with FDA rules. You have to have 510K certifications. You have to manufacture in a 1345 facility. So there's a lot of regulations, and that's sometimes hard to prove on an online platform. We, at Mahi Medical USA, we put our certificates up on Amazon so people can view them and look at them and check us out. They can go to the FDA websites and verify who we are. So as more companies learn how to do that and gain trust with the consumer that, yes, the products on the e-commerce platforms, those are of the highest quality and they do comply with all the regulations, then it's, I think, really, then it's Katie bar the door. I think we can go to just about any industry inside the medical business. And it really has to do with more of how things are manufactured today than anything else. Our background in manufacturing, the reason we saw this model is in manufacturing, we made a lot of medical device components for companies. And what we were seeing is the medical device companies were beating us down for 5 or 7% a year in cost downs while raising prices to their customers. And the only reason way we could achieve those 5 to 7% cost downs is to be more efficient. So you talk about 5S and lean in the factory. The equipment got faster. Equipment actually got cheaper. Precision got better on the equipment. And so when you saw that dichotomy in the market where one side is getting beaten down on price and the other side's raising the price and it's just the guy in the middle making all the money, then that's definitely a play where you would do commoditization. When you see that happening in a market, it's like, yeah, this is a place that you really need to get in and do it. I mean, you know, batteries or what have you. It's kind of across the board now, and I think it's really kind of a neat time in the evolution of business where there's people thinking outside the box and saying, why do I need, you know, a massive rep group when people are going to the internet already to buy stuff? And as long as they understand what the product is, they understand that it's easy to use and lots of people are making it, then sure, let's offer it at a valuable price, at the right value price on the internet, because we just don't need that many people selling it because everybody understands what it's used for and how to use it.
Well, Mr. Hamilton, certainly has been great to have had you and certainly appreciate your covering this topic today and most helpful. And thanks for what you're doing in this space as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Mahi Medical online and how could they also be in touch?
Sure. So you can find us at mahimedical.com. We're also obviously on Amazon. You can search for us at Mahi Medical on Amazon, search for medical drill bits, medical K-wires, any of those search terms, pull us up right away. You can call us directly at 303-909-4510. We'd be happy to help you out, tell you about how our model is working and what we're doing to try and change the healthcare space.
All the best to you and the company, and again, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Have a great day. I really appreciate the time.
And was more than our pleasure, we've been speaking with Mr. Keith Hamilton, the CEO of Mahi Medical USA. And for further details, visit mahimedical.com. All links will be included with the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels. And we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.